I'm still interested in ravens. And a matter of fact, two of the birds who nested in the aviary are still around. When I was done with the aviary work, I opened up one side of it and all the birds went. And this pair that had nested there came back the next year and wanted to re-nest in the aviary in that same nest. But one of them had been a hand-reared bird, and that one was more anxious to go in than the other one, who was a wild bird. They had bonded in the aviary, and this bird, a female, she didn't want to go back in. So they had a little squabble there, and it took a while to sort out. And eventually they built close by, and now they're still here. So I put out food for them once in a while. Like right now, I got a roadkill porcupine out there. And so this last summer, I've been putting out roadkill. I put out a boiled egg now and then. While I was putting out these carcasses, this was in the summer, sometimes if the ravens don't get them immediately, then the flies do. And in 3 days, a carcass can be almost, you know, let's say a porcupine or a raccoon is totally consumed by maggots. So I've been working on the insects on the carcasses. Just serendipitously, I found one day that all the maggots from one raccoon carcass were heading in the same direction in one big bunch. Now, it seemed to me incredible that these mindless things would all decide to leave at the same time and go all together and go in the same direction. That instigated another bunch of experiments. Experiments are basically close observations. In cases, you try to get repeat observations. So I put, you know, another raccoon carcass at the same spot and saw again what happened. And I found that under some conditions, the maggots go in all random directions when they leave. And I can now predict when they go in one direction and when they don't. So it turned out to be very, very interesting. It looks like communication. It looks like very sophisticated communication. But it turns out, I think, to be very, very simple things going on, and there may not be much communication. So that's what I was trying to find out. It looked like communication. But if you can explain it by simpler mechanism, that's all the better. And in this case, there couldn't be anything as sophisticated like ravens and so on, but or bees. I have an explanation that does not necessitate any communication. It's extremely important to know what species I was looking at when I was looking at the one. Was it many species in that column, or was it just one? You know, that's very important for finding the answer. There's no way unless I really know. And so, you know, it's the basis of a lot of biology. There are fewer and fewer experts. I had to look very, very hard to find someone who would identify my flies for me, because obviously I can't do it by myself.